Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, taking your home improvement problems, turning them into solutions. At our phone number, 803-0930. Anything I can help you with this Saturday morning here, open phone lines, 803-0930, outside the 716. You can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating, same as our call-in number, 803-0930. You can always email me as well during the week, hammertime@cortez.net. And when you have an opportunity to check out our website, you'll see everything we do, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, made for your kitchen, your bathroom, and your outdoor kitchen, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and everything on display at our beautiful new building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Love to have you come by for a tour. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Maine. Stop by anytime and we'd show you around. And how about stopping by as well for our Come Home to Cortez Cooking School? It's usually the first Monday of the month. This September class has been moved because of Labor Day to September 18th, where it's sauce 101, red sauce, bolognese sauce, vodka sauce. And what pasta do you pair with the sauce you're making? That's the September 18th class, Sauce 101. Go to Cortez.net, the drop-down menu. Come home to Cortez, Jerry Clemente, our wonderful chef. Our next class is October 2nd. That's a cheese-making class. November 6th, pasta fresca. And December 4th, we round out the year with a trip to Abruzzi. So these are the upcoming classes. We'll be announcing the lineup for next year in the weeks ahead. So check it out at Cortez.net. So this has been in the news and a little off topic in that it doesn't really involve home renovation. But I often talk about protecting elderly from getting scammed by door-to-door solicitation. This is kind of close to that. So I thought I would bring it up just for everyone's edification and clarification on the topic. And the topic is grandparent scams. Now, have you heard of these? Your grandparent and you get a phone call or an email from someone who identifies themselves as your grandson, and he says on the phone, I've been arrested and I'm out of the country and I need money wired quickly to get my bail. And oh, by the way, don't tell mom and dad because they're going to get mad. Well, this is an example of what is known as the grandparent scam. It's a fraud that preys on elderly, and this time taking advantage of their love and concern for their grandchildren, probably the worst thing you can do. And if you know anybody who's elderly, you may want to just warn them about the potential for this. It's so easy for this to be orchestrated. The grandparent scam has been around for a while, but the Internet Crimes Complaint Center has been receiving reports since 2008. The scam and the scam artists have become more sophisticated. That's thanks to the internet and social networking. Criminals can sometimes uncover more personal information about their targets, which makes the impersonations more believable. For example, the actual grandson may mention on his social networking site that he is a photographer, and he often travels to Mexico. When contacting the grandparents, the phony grandson will say he's calling from Mexico when someone stole his camera equipment and passport. So it becomes somewhat believable. So this is the issue. A grandparent receives a phone call or sometimes an email from a grandchild. And usually the phone call comes at late at night or early in the morning when you're not thinking clearly. And usually the person claims to be traveling in a foreign country and has gotten into a bad situation, like being arrested for drugs or being in a car accident or being mugged, and needs money wired as soon as possible. And the caller doesn't want his or her parents to be told. And sometimes, instead of a grandchild making the call, it's the criminal pretending to be a police officer or a lawyer or a doctor or some other person. And the complaints about phony grandchild taking first and then handling the phone over are another way of involving someone. We've also seen military families being victimized. After perusing a soldier's social networking site, a con artist will contact the soldier's grandparents, sometimes claiming that a problem came up during military leave that requires money to address. It's commonly called the grandparent scheme. Criminals may also claim to be family friends, nieces or nephews, or other family members. So if you know anybody, or if this has happened to you, you need to contact the FBI. The agency within the FBI is the Internet Crimes Complaint Center. You can also go through the state police to file a report. Usually, though, unfortunately, the number of dollars lost is below a threshold that would involve an investigation by the FBI itself, but they do link you to state consumer protection agencies and other local authorities that may be able to help. Certainly, the advice is to resist acting quickly when you hear a call like this. Try to contact the actual person that's being claiming to be calling you or contacting you to see where they are and if they're okay. And never, never, never wire money based on a request made over the phone or by an email, especially overseas. Wiring money is like giving cash. Once you send it, you can't get it back. So I hate to hear about any grandparent being scammed for the love of their grandchild. And I thought I'd bring this up just as a precaution to that sensitive population, grandparents who are loving and giving of everything that they have. And this is the same that would pertain to protecting them from a door-to-door solicitation for an unscrupulous home improvement contractor, which, by the way, through the social networking sites Nextdoor and those of the like, I've been seeing a lot of reports of people being ripped off from unscrupulous contractors. And I've brought this up in the past of how to shop for home improvements and never welcome anybody door to door. That's the first sign that someone is scamming if they're coming you door to door. If you have a need, you'll create the need by calling for a service, not someone coming to tell you that they found a brick in the front lawn that was off your chimney, that kind of thing. So anyway, the grandparent scam, hope it doesn't happen to you. 803-0930, that's the number to call this Saturday morning, anything around the house. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today, so stop in or call us at 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
This is an important alert for anyone suffering from knee pain. Do you hurt just walking or going downstairs, getting out of a chair? Knee pain is the worst. Dr. John Ziliox of Positive Health and Wellness uses the most advanced, cutting-edge, FDA-cleared therapies for treating chronic knee pain. Call Positive Health and Wellness, 716-689-3629 for your free consultation. Western New York's premier destination for treatment that works.
Cecilia. The Simon and Garfunkel Story, the Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino, April 17th to 21st. Sing along to hits of the world's most successful music duo of all time, like Mrs. Robinson, Cecilia, The Sound of Silence, and many more. State-of-the-art video projection, incredible lighting, and a full live band. A show you don't want to miss. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. The Simon and Garfunkel Story, April 17th to 21st. The Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After a truck hit me, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $5 million, five times more than insurance offered.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says?
My job accident was worth 11 times more.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Are you tired of waiting for a window quote? When you need to replace windows quickly, call Express Windows for fast, easy, and affordable window replacement. Our competitors might make you wait months to get you in, but Express Windows can do it in only 6 to 8 weeks. Express Windows high-quality vinyl double-hung windows start at just $329, and military and seniors receive a 20% discount with Energy Star. Go to expresswindows.com or call 602-8500 for details. Express Windows. Fast, easy, affordable.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear with some great news for you folks. The Gorilla floor has been upgraded to include a vapor barrier. Why is a vapor barrier important, Dominic? Well, we have high moisture levels here in Western New York, and moisture is the number one enemy of a epoxy floor. It'll actually cause it to delaminate. That's not a concern any longer at Gorilla because the vapor barrier comes to you at no additional cost. Gorilla takes the time to grind the floor down, to do a proper installation so that they can give you a 15-year guarantee. Yeah, they don't rush through the process. They do it completely, they do it thoroughly, and they do it right. They also replace garage doors, and they can organize your garage as well. So give them a call today at 715-6927. That's 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1020 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. Yeah, we opened the show with warning everybody about the grandparents scam that's going around, and protect your grandparents and your elderly family members by warning them about this. A texter writes, my wife works at a bank, and you would be shocked at how many of those scams she stops. Can you believe that? People actually believe what they're hearing, and they rush to the bank to take money out to help. Again, this is really touching a nerve where you are preying on the love of a grandparent for their grandchild. Anyway, give everyone a heads up and give us give them the knowledge they need to protect them from this scam. Let's travel to Hamburg and chat with Dolores. Good morning, Dolores. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Can you help me with some carpenter ants?
Sure.
What wood do they not eat? Where do they nest? And where should you put traps to catch them?
Okay. Carpenter ants are drawn to moisture. So if we have them, that means we have wet wood somewhere, because that's the wood they want to eat, is wet wood. Now, this could be something that's going on outside. It could be like a rotting landscape timber. It could be a tree stump. It could be anything like that that's wet and wood combined together will draw them. Now, sometimes we have them come into the house because we'll have rotting wood inside the house, and they're drawn to that as well.
Would it be on inside walls that you can't necessarily see?
Again, they're drawn to wet wood. So this is why they're called carpenter ants, is because they go after wood. So where are you seeing them, Dolores?
In the hallways, in the living room.
Mm. Now,
interestingly enough, when this house was built, it rained inside when it rained outside. It was a bad builder.
Oh, so you have
wet. Wondering if that's old rotted wood.
Yeah. So are they coming from underneath the floor?
No, they're right on top of the floor.
Okay, so be underneath the walls on top of the floor.
Say again.
Underneath the walls that sit on top of the floor is where you're seeing them.
No, I see it. One of them is walking. I see them walking towards the, you know, the base.
Okay. Well, I think you need to bring in an exterminator, because if it's hidden and you can't see it, then that means that they are possibly in behind wall finish. And if they're in behind a wall finish, that needs to be uncovered and then eradicated, and maybe even some repairs will be necessary wood-wise to eliminate the wet wood. And then, of course, we've got to get to the bottom of why is this wood wet? Obviously, lumber in a house should never get wet. And if it does, this is what happens. It rots, and then it attracts carpenter ants. What's causing the wood to get wet is another question that's concerning me. So how old is the house, Dolores?
50-some years old.
Yeah, okay.
When it was built, it was a perimeter around the house that was 3 foot inverse. You have the ratio of, I forgot what it's called now, but it was an inverse thing where the exterior wall then went in towards the roof for 3 feet, and it was leaking everywhere. Just such a bad build, including one whole wall, well, more than one whole wall, taken down with mold.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Whatever. Not mold, but mushrooms in it.
Oh, my gosh. So
now,
I'm having a hard time picturing what you're describing as the architecture. Is it a shape of the roof, or is it a standard-looking house from the outside?
Well, it's been redone in terms of a new roof on top of the old roof, but the problem is that it was sort of a contemporary design.
Okay.
With a perimeter around, it's all redwood.
Okay.
And the perimeter around was a flat roof, but it was inverted. Instead of it going from where the roof was to the outside, there was a 3 foot walk around the thing.
Oh gosh, I'm really having a hard time picturing this, but I can imagine.
Think about replacing an entire structure on top of the roof.
Yeah, okay.
That exists.
So it sounds to me, from what you're telling me, it sounds to me as though we have an unconventional style of construction, and that is another cause for concern, because, you know, we build roofs, and we have house shaped the way they do for a reason, and especially in Western New York, and that's because of our weather conditions that warrant that a roof be pitched a certain way or a certain degree of pitch, so that we dissuade water collection and we dissuade problems with freezing and thawing. You know, this is at the core of proper architectural styling and design for the climate we live in. And it sounds possibly that this is at the core of the problem. Is that the style of the roof or the style of the house doesn't match with our climate.
It's called a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So you continue to have wet conditions, or you don't know for sure?
I think the wet conditions have probably been resolved with the actual cost of the house in terms of all the repairs was double. We've done repair that many repairs. I could not sell the house to anybody else with knowing it was that bad.
Oh, boy. And you are seeing the carpenter ants, so that tells me that we still have moist conditions that are attracting them. Do you see them year-round or just in the summer?
Just recently.
Okay. Well, I would get all over this, Dolores, by getting in an exterminator in, and they may have to cut open some wall areas to get to the core of where they're nesting and then, you know, consuming the wood. And it's important to deal with it for another reason, and that is structural integrity. You know, the loss of wood pulp and the rotting of wood would lead to structural degradation. So we don't want to let this go where there could be some structural failure as a result of a tremendous amount of wood rot.
That's interesting, because maybe 30 years ago I had a redo, and it was in the attic where they were redoing some of the roof stuff, and I told the builders, I'm calling an exterminator to take care of there are ants up there, and they were carpenter ants up in the attic because of all this moisture.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was an open attic, and these guys, I called the exterminator, and when I got back, I had to leave for a few minutes. When I got back, they said, oh, we got rid of them. We covered them with gasoline or something,
yeah,
or oil or whatever.
Well, as I've said, getting rid of them is one thing, but getting rid of the reason that they're attracted to the house is another, and that's the moisture and the wet conditions in the wood. So I'm reading the tea leaves here, Dolores, and I think we still have a moist condition that's attracting the carpenter ants. So we need to get to the bottom of that. I would, you know, call a reputable exterminator. I can recommend Ashland. They've been on our show in the past, and they're very competent. And I would definitely spend some time talking with them about the history here. And if they need help beyond, and this may very well be the case, where once everything's uncovered, you need carpentry work done. Well, we can help you with that replacement of any wood that's rotted from, you know, the moisture.
You mean Dominic Cortez can do that?
Oh, yeah. Well, not personally any longer. But we can send somebody to estimate the replacement of the any rotted wood that you have. And again, that could be coupled together with eradicating the carpenter ants.
Well, I want to thank you, because for all these years, you've done such wonderful information for us.
Well, thank you, Dolores. It's a pleasure to be able to be here to do that, and it's actually an honor to be able to convey these important topics.
And I'm delighted that your family is following in your footsteps.
Yes, that's another blessing. That's a blessing from God that all three of my children are in the business, and they're thriving and doing well, and I'm very, very proud of that. Probably most proud of that than anything else in my whole life. So yep. Thanks. Thank you so much, Lars. Good luck, and let us know if we can help you with that.
Thank you so much for the information.
Okay,
I really appreciate
yeah.
it. Thank
I hope,
you.
I hope you can get to the bottom of it all. It's so important. You know, hidden damage or hidden conditions are the most difficult to diagnose, because, you know, they require uncovering the problem, and that may mean having to cut open you know, a wall section or a roof area. And that involves now kind of like extrapolating the whole cost of this, because now you're taking away a wall finish, and now you've got to replace that in addition to whatever wood rot there may be that's lurking and looming that needs to be dealt with. But I want to make sure that you take this seriously, Dolores, and you get to the bottom of it just to preserve the house. And once it's fixed, and you can say it's fixed, and you can certify that it's fixed, well, guess what? Then when you sell the house, you can say, yeah, I had this problem, and it was fixed. So I hope that information helps you. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with more after this.
For From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A Hamburg man faces up to 25 years to life in prison after a jury convicted him of murder and robbery. 34-year-old William Giambaluco was found guilty of murder and robbery after prosecutors say he attacked 67-year-old John Rados in the parking lot of a tavern on Lakeshore Road in Blaisdell in 2021. Giambaluco stole an unknown amount of cash from Rados. Rados went home and was found unconscious in his home by a family member the next morning. He later died at ECMC. Three people have been arraigned on animal cruelty charges. Prosecutors say 30-year-old Jamie Aaron, 47-year-old Mary Beth Aaron, and 43-year-old Mark Scholes failed to provide necessary food, water, and care to 22 dogs and one cat confined to their home in Tonawanda. The animals were found in unsanitary conditions without access to food and water. All of the animals were signed over to the SPCA serving Erie County. The all-new Elmwood Village Art Fest gets underway today. James Sihaki says an open call was issued for all types of artists.
We have bands, we have solo musicians, we have dancers and dance companies. We also have poets coming in and doing spoken word, which I believe is a new component for local festivals.
The Art Fest runs until 6 p.m. today and 11 to 5 tomorrow. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Come, Cortese, your
man for home improvement. You know, the smallest room in your house can have the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. How about considering remodeling your bathroom? And we remodel bathrooms and we partner with the best companies like Twin City Glass. They do shower glass enclosures, bathtub enclosures, and they've been around for over 50 years. Twin City Glass, located in Willitzer Park. Their phone number is 716-694-3300. Give them a call today. Twin City Glass.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex for Wester Buick GMC of East Aurora, a proud member of the historic East Aurora community for 20 years.
You know, there's a special feeling that exists in small towns. It's called caring, and Wester has always embraced that same core value.
Maybe that's why this small town dealership was a 2022 GMC Dealer of the Year.
Appropriately located right on East Aurora's Main Street.
Making Wester Buick GMC of East Aurora convenient to almost anywhere in Western New York.
Just 3 minutes off the 400.
And this month, we have a great deal too. Get any new 2023 GMC Sierra 1500 and receive 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. 0.9% for 36 months on approved credit at 13.94 per thousand financed. All offers on approved credit through GM Financial. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by August 31st. See dealer for details.
Go to gmeastaurora.com.
Or come into Wester Buick GMC of East Aurora. GMC, we are professional grade.
Welcome to Western New York.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
Family. It's the foundation of a successful America. Leon Combs' family legacy continues today as a local fourth-generation monument company. Working his way through the Great Depression, he eventually opened shop on Delavan Avenue.
We're very proud to say that we're still there, still doing the same things we've always done. Maybe in a much more modern sense, technically.
The former one-room studio is now part of the Combs Design Studio and Indoor Showroom, the largest in Western New York. But the fundamental principles of creating a proper memorial have never changed.
All the work is done right in our own workshop, right on the premises. We have our own carvers, we have our own sculptor, we have our own designers. Everything is done under one roof.
Honor your family member or legacy with the Combs Monument, crafted by a Combs artisan and carver. Visit Leon Combs, KOMM.com. Leon Combs and Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
Looking for the biggest and best bingo payouts around? Look no further than Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. It's the hottest spot in town and just 20 minutes from downtown Buffalo on Route 5 or Exit 58 off the 90 West. And it's not just high-stakes bingo. Seneca Gaming in Irving has over 650 exciting gaming machines with thousands won daily. Plus, it's open to anyone 18 and over. For more information, call 800-421-BINGO! Don't miss out on the fun at Seneca Gaming in Irving.
We've got your game!
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 343-ROOF. 343-ROOF. AvaRoofing.com. You can book your appointment there, too. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Check it out at AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hammer Time.
1035 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortese, 803-0930. That's the number to call this Saturday morning. Anything around the house? A texter writes, how do I get rid of poison ivy? Roundup. Yeah, Roundup. Be careful with Roundup. But make sure you wear gloves and long pants. Don't get it on your skin. The new versions of Roundup, the new spray bottle container versions of it, have a kind of a cone that snaps at the end to help prevent it from coming back drafting at you. Do not use Roundup when it's windy. You may have to hit that poison ivy a few times in order to get rid of it. But yeah, Roundup will work. Let's go to Williamsville and say good morning to Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, we're at your house.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I have two questions. we're thinking of removing our bathtub and putting a walk-in shower in.
Uh-huh.
It's the only bathtub in the house. Will that affect? Will that affect the sale of the house or the price of the house at this time?
So, you know, there's a lot of theory on this, and I guess some of it depends on where the house is. So let's talk about that. Where are you located in Williamsville?
We're in Williamsville near the Clarence Line, near Transit.
Okay, so is it a? Would you call it a family neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of young families, a lot of children.
It's a mix of both.
Okay.
And it's a ranch, considered a ranch. We have like a one step up.
Okay.
You know, into the kitchen. But
so you just said something. You just said something important. That it's a ranch. How many bedrooms?
Three bedrooms.
Okay. The reason I say that's important is because a ranch is going to be attractive to someone who is post childbearing years and maybe looking for a ranch for retirement to get away from steps. So
right.
I'd be more inclined to go along with the idea of a shower only in a ranch than I would a two-story, you know, with three or four bedrooms and the master suite and a home that'd be suited for raising a family in. Okay.
Okay.
So then that scenario, I'd be more likely to say, yeah, the shower can go in the master bath, but in the main bath, there should be a tub. But in this case, how many bathrooms are in the house?
Well, we have a half bath off of the family room. We have a full bath that's almost considered an ensuite, but it's shared with
yes.
the other bedrooms.
So Jack and Jill.
And then we do have that. Then, well, not really. It's off of a hallway.
Okay, got it.
But it is connected to the main bedroom.
Got it.
And then there is a full bathroom in the basement with a shower stall. There's a three-piece down there.
Yeah, I wouldn't count that in the value structure.
Okay.
Because do you have an egress window in the basement?
No.
Yeah, so it would not really count for value. If it had an egress window, if you had an egress window, by the way, that would tremendously change the complexion of the house, just so you know that, too. The basement level would now be legal square footage. Yeah, so that would definitely change the dynamics of who might be interested in the house down the road. But based on what your question is, I think that if it's a ranch, again, you're going to appeal to more of an older client base with that demographic being more inclined to wanting a ranch. then I would say I would feel okay about switching the tub to a shower.
Okay. The other thing is we've had some people come over and give us prices on these hard wall shower,
yeah.
shower things.
Yeah.
And they range in price from, you know, thousands and thousands to okay. You know, and I don't know what I want to do as far
right.
as...
Okay, so we just started carrying... Yeah. We just started carrying a product called Wet Wall, made by Wilson Art. It's a plastic material, not to hide that, but it looks amazing. It looks like sheets of marble. It's lifetime.
I know Wilson Art. Yeah.
It's lifetime. Google Wet Wall. See what you think of it. We have it on display in our showroom on Main Street, so you can come by and see it. It's lifetime warranted. It's totally waterproof. And the best part about it, Anne-Marie, is it is very easy to install. In fact, it could even be done by a do-it-yourselfer. We offer it as part of a bathroom renovation. And it saves a lot of money because it goes up fast. So that means that it reduces the labor costs on the job. So that would be an option, the Wet Wall. The other thing about it that I like is there's a couple things I don't like about it, and I'll get to that in a second. But what I like about it is that there's no caulk and there's no grout. So that's a big plus. When you move away from tile, you move away from grout, and you move away from the issues of grout, which is grout maintenance. Eventually, grout needs to be redone down the road. And this eliminates that. It also eliminates any issues with mildew and kind of that black, you know, mildew that grows in the grout lines. So it has its advantages. The downside, the only thing I don't like about it is it's a sheet-like look. With one exception, there's one pattern in the series that has a tile pattern to it. But all the others have like a sheet-like look. So a whole like sheet of marble kind of thing with the veining running through it.
Right.
Check it out online and see what you think of it. Again, we have it on display and we can offer you an estimate with it. What I'm telling people is it's going to take about $3,000 to $5,000 off your job, comparing that to tile. So it's a huge savings, but you got to like it. Unfortunately, that's the thing. Now, we also have on display, this might also interest you, we have a series of products made by Kohler in their Sterling product line. One of them in particular is made for aging in place. This may be very attractive to you in that why you're trying to go to a shower as opposed to a tub. This one unit has a removable bench. It lifts right out. Snaps back in place. It weighs very little. It can hold 350 pounds. And this is a good-looking shower enclosure, but it has it's made out of Vicryl. It's a unit. It locks together. It's not one piece. It locks together. There's panels, but again, there's no grout and there's no caulk. So it has that parallel with the Wet Wall that I like.
Well,
so we have both of those.
The people that built this house, I think they were in love with tile because there's so much tile in this bathroom that I don't want to introduce another tile.
I get it. And I can tell you that tile, the biggest enemy of tile right now, especially right now with what we've had to go through with labor rates post-COVID, is the cost of labor. That is the biggest problem with setting tile right now. We have gotten so far away from tile being the mainstream, which it used to be, obviously, years ago. With this product that I'm talking about, with the Sterling unit that I mentioned, and also in flooring with luxury vinyl. Using luxury vinyl almost everywhere now. And again, labor is the big savings. And you don't give up quality. You don't give up durability. In fact, you have sometimes better warranty than you would with tile, lifetime warranty in a lot of cases. So these are advantages that these new products have, but they don't look exactly like the old school products, which is what the traditionalists have a problem with. But again, we have everything on display if you want to come by and see it, and we can give you a free estimate as well for the work.
I will. I will do that.
Okay, Emery.
Can I ask you one more question?
Of course you can.
We have a fireplace... in our family room, which is a heat and glow.
Okay.
It's 27 years old, and sometimes we have a problem with the igniter. It's not a remote, and it's not electric in the wall, excuse me, it's connected to, it's a little button on the side of the fireplace.
So it's a sparker.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it goes out in the middle of, you
so
know.
So do you have a standing pilot light?
Yes.
Okay.
So my question is, it's 27 years old. Is it time to replace the whole thing and get something newer in there? We want gas. We don't want one of those electric fakey jobbies.
Right.
We want something that throws heat because we do use it because the family room is far away from the furnace.
And yeah, yeah.
Sometimes in the winter it's cooler.
Yeah. There's a lot to consider here. You know, you do have a working unit. It's sounding like it's not 100% reliable any longer. I think a standing pilot light is a desirable thing because you can always have that in a power outage. It'll always be there for you. The fact that the pilot light is going out may mean that we're having a draft that's blowing it out. Now, you have to be careful with that because now you're releasing gas into the atmosphere. And you, what do you check? Do you detect that by the smell of the gas when you see that the pilot light's out?
There's no smell of gas at all. I'm thinking maybe that the igniter might be going,
yeah,
and it just doesn't hold the flame as long as it should.
I see.
Like there's dirt in there or something.
Yes, it may need a cleaning. I think at least the least I would recommend is that we have it serviced. And
we have it serviced every year.
Okay. And what did they say the last time?
Well, it may need a new igniter. It may need, you know.
Well, if that's all it needs. If that's all it needs, though, that may be a low-cost repair.
Right.
You could very well call a fireplace store. They could give you an estimate on that, and they could also give you an estimate on replacing it. Now, replacing
right.
it may be a little bit more complicated than we think because the unit probably has a metal chimney coming off the top of it.
Yes.
Now, newer fireplaces don't vent that way any longer. They usually vent directly out the back wall, and it changes the whole configuration of the chimney. So there may be a little complexity with replacing it for that reason. But the whole unit and that chimney assembly is going to have to come out to be able to replace this.
Right, right. Yeah, because we do, when it's cooling down, after we've had it on a while, when it's cooling down, we get that the metal.
The banging noise.
Cracking again, it boom, you know.
Yeah, I hear it, yeah. I know what you mean. Well, I think we should start by getting it serviced on that idea of getting an estimate on replacing the igniter. And then while you're getting that, talk about replacement. Maybe start by going to a fireplace store and you can look at the options there and talk about what you have now, bring pictures and describe your problem and get estimates on both.
Thank you, Dominic.
Okay.
You've been so very helpful.
Okay, dear. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
Anne-Marie's line now available for you at 803-0930. This is Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to a phone call from Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. Peter calls us every week with discounts that only you can get from Indoor Air Professionals. And, you know, we're heading into the heating season, and the heat exchanger may be firing up soon. And that smell will come from that heat exchanger burning off all of the dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, and mold that have collected over the summer months. And that's just a reminder that our furnaces are now running. The folks at Indoor Professionals can come out and thoroughly clean your ductwork and make sure that you breathe clean indoor air. Your ductwork, your basement air, your room air, all important to breathe clean air. The medical grade air purifier and the April air dehumidifier, vital components to breathing clean indoor air. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yep, you covered off on that pretty well. As you said, we're headlong into the duct cleaning season, and just in the past week, you know, last week we could get you on in a week, and now it's 2 to 3 weeks, but it's super important to do this right, and I'm reaching out to 58,000 of our customers, and some of those need a re-clean, and we've sent out postcard reminders, you know, but here's another reminder, but you don't want to really wait too much longer, Yeah, you had mentioned a lot of April air high-capacity dehumidifiers going out the door because the word's getting around. You know, people say, yeah, why would you buy one of those junk Chinese fire starters, even though these are, you know, four times the cost, but they break, you break even in about, you know, 5 years.
You know, one thing we haven't talked about much with the April era that I think is worth emphasizing, and that is it looks like it's a power sucker because it's big and powerful and effective. But you know what? It's using less electricity than its predecessor. So that tells you something about how effective it is. It's also cost-effective.
The reason is yeah, it's working. It's got five times the drying power, so it dries really fast and shuts off. And then it has a longer period of shutting off or a shorter cycle.
There you go. 683-3000, that's the number you're going to call in the 716. 683-3000, what's it going to be this week, Peter?
Okay, so we can still, since we're on the April air high-capacity DHU, you can still save $300 off on that.
Wow.
Okay. Then going back to the duct cleaning, as I mentioned, you don't want to wait any much longer because you'll be faced with a month backlog, and then that furnace will kick on and you'll smell that smell. But anyhow, we're going to still, and this may be the last week on it, do 20% off on the duct cleaning. Okay.
Wow.
So that's huge, but I would call today.
Okay.
And then lastly, on the medical grade air purifiers, we still have the most popular 1,200 square foot unit by Healthway for right around $1,000. We have 500 off on the whole house unit that hooks onto your furnace. And then there's a smaller compact unit that you can still get for $459.
Remarkable discounts. And only you can get them by calling Indoor Air Professionals today. In fact, call right now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Power with grace, luxury understated, an elegant proficiency, automotive execution in perfect equilibrium. Get ready to experience this in your brand new, beautifully redesigned 2023 Lincoln Corsair from West Herd Lincoln in Amherst. On the ground and ready for your driveway today. Great options, great offers, and great luxury. Available immediately. And all this can be brought right to you with West Herd Lincoln's concierge service. West Herd Lincoln knows you are busy and just wants to make life easier. So they will bring any new Lincoln vehicle to you to test drive in the North Towns, South Towns, or anywhere in Western New York, at your home or office, on your timeline, at your convenience. And after your purchase, they will pick up your vehicle and then return it to you upon completion of any service or maintenance appointments. That easy. So come in now to the only place to buy or lease a new Lincoln in Buffalo, West Herr Lincoln. Visit their state-of-the-art luxury facility right across Millersport Highway from West Herr Ford in Amherst. If you're thinking Lincoln, think West Herr Lincoln in Amherst. Drive the experience.
Welcome to West Herr, New York.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Is your foot, knee, hip, or back pain dragging you down? Well, the Goodfeet store has just the thing to help you spring forward into comfort. We've helped millions of people live life pain-free, and you can too. Don't just live with the pain. Discover your options today at goodfeet.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, do you want the real look of stone veneer without the time and effort and price? Well, Lenco delivers. Yep, Tando Stone. T-A-N-D-O Stone. It's a vinyl stone veneer product that's easy to install. It looks like the real thing. And best of all, it costs so much less. Easy for do-it-yourselfers and professional builders alike. And Lenco stocks three beautiful colors to choose from. Get Tando Stone Veneer and much more while you shop at the new LencoSupplies.net. It's easier than ever to find and order exactly what you need for the project right from the comfort of your own home or even from your job site. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hammer Time. 10:56 is Hammer Time. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, 803-0930. Check the pilot fixture, a texter writes. Yeah, that's good advice. You don't want an orange flame. That means dirt. Yep. And check the thermocouple if the pilot goes out. Been there, done that. Yeah, those are all good comments. I think having it serviced is important, and I think the age of it may be suspect to how much more of a lifespan it has on that fireplace. But good luck with that, Anne-Marie. Let's go to Wheatfield and chat with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Good morning. Does carbon monoxide, does it rise, sink, or remain on the same level? I have a hot water gas heater with a fan blower that blows out about 3 feet above the ground. 7 feet above that, I have my bathroom vents. Now, I also on that same side of the house, I have a whole house generator. Now, the vents in the bathroom, you know, when it's not blowing, of course, the wind can blow those. Those aren't airtight. So mm-hmm. carbon monoxide from my hot water heater or the generator when it's going, can it rise up and get inside those vents, or does carbon monoxide stay at the same level?
Well, I think it's heavier than air, but I think it could still be drawn in. And I think we actually had a caller a few weeks ago that had this problem where they a roof venting system, which was a fan on the roof, was drawing the carbon monoxide in to the attic and causing elevated levels. Now, do you have a carbon monoxide detector? Let's start with that.
Well, yes, but you know, not in the bathroom.
Well, but where do you have one?
Well, in the bathroom's, you know, attached to the bedroom, in the bedroom.
Okay. So, do you ever get a reading of carbon monoxide in that area?
No.
Okay. So that's good news. That you know, your question's valid and your concern is legitimate. The reality is true that exhausted fumes can be sucked back into the house.
Well, I'm not worried so much about the gas hot water heater, but from the generator, you know, the gas hot water heater, it's not that much carbon monoxide, but the generator, you know,
well,
that goes for
it's a long time. Not a measure of quantity. Carbon monoxide is dangerous at every level. So your point is a good one. You know,
it really doesn't rise though, you're saying, right?
Generally, it's been known to be heavier than air, but again, it can be sucked back in. So just be aware of that.
Right, and we get winds here. You know how winds can get 50 miles an hour around this area,
right?
And they can go any which way. Because I've seen those flaps move up on the bathroom vent. You look through it, you can see the flaps bouncing around, up, opening and closing. And
yeah.
That's the same as your vent for the...
I guess the right advice to give is to make sure that you don't have an intake of any air where there's an exhaust nearby. That's really the bottom line here. You want to make sure there's no intake of air occurring where there's exhaust occurring at or near that point. And I know the generator is outside and it's venting outside, but it's still something to be mindful. You don't want any intake near that. Great show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in. Jerry Craig, A+, as usual. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday, folks. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch. It's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD 3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.